Doing, guys?
Don't even fucking start on me. Don't even start on me, bro.
We're gonna let him go in a minute, but yeah. So do all that below me.
Yep.
Check us all out. As you can tell from the title, we've got some things that we need to talk about.
We got some shit to address because people are fucking stupid, bro.
We are unleashing Liam. Today,
people are fucking stupid.
Today's episode is going to be Liam Unleashed.
Are you starting with the stuff that
I'm starting with the dumb motherfuckers first. I'm starting with them.
Okay.
I'm starting with the two fucking idiots that can't read or listen.
Hey,
I'm starting with them.
Me and Dave can read.
So we uploaded to YouTube. The Russell Brand, Lawrence Fox, and the Fuck the Tories episode. Don't know what happened. Did fantastic on YouTube. Boff, just fucking flew off. Don't know what happened. Everyone who watched it, thank you very much. I have a problem, though. My problem is that people don't fucking listen. So... we got some comments. Now, the last time we got comments, they were fantastic, was the pooping stories, because everybody loves talking about pooping.
Leave more comments underneath.
Technically, it'd be two, because we'd have to do a second of the comments.
Yeah.
But, so we got some comments. I was like, oh, cool. Some interaction. We can talk about it. It'd be great. Yeah, nice. Two dickheads. Two dickheads, right? First one, right? This prick says it's legal, and I quote, why would Russell Brand go to court? It's legal to groom 16-year-olds. First things first, you're a nonce, if that's your mindset. I'm sorry. The fact that you think it's legal to groom a 16-year-old, grooming itself, it's not a very good word. 16 is the age of consent, yes. It makes it morally wrong.
Age of consent in the UK.
Exactly. But more of the point, grooming, that's not good, bruv. That's not great. Don't use that word. It's not cash money. Don't do that. Goes on to say 1% of rapes result in conviction, rarely investigated by police. The crimes happened in America. Don't know what that's got to do with anything. Literally makes no...
The fact that it happens, it's irrelevant. It happened in America.
Fucking irrelevant. We weren't discussing the location, were we? No, we were just talking about the subject in general because people
grooming 16-year-olds in America is illegal.
Yeah, and then he goes on to say, but he cares about animals. He wrote about animal cruelty in his book. Catherine Ryan spoke about the predator. It makes no fucking sense. That's like five things in one comment that's structured terribly. It's just, and if you're gonna also put something in quotations, make sure the capitals are in the right places because you missed out a capital T and a capital P. So, and there's no space after the final comma, it's just a full stop. So, nice try.
When we were doing that episode. Obviously, like things have come out about Russell Brand now. I think he is getting investigated by police.
He should be investigated because the pure fact of it's a serious accusation where if someone has a form of evidence about it, then yes, there's evidence.
Yeah.
Investigate it.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
And we were doing our best not to defend him while we were doing it, while also talking about how much we used to admire.
We were playing devil's advocate anyway.
Well, that's more the point. Exactly. We're entitled to an opinion because nothing has happened yet.
Yeah. But the whole idea is that we were like defending him or condemning him either way. Like, we were literally sat on the fence, trying to do our best to sit on the fence about as much. I think what we may have said in the episode, if he has done these things, then he's a piece of shit, which he is.
We sat on the fence and we had a foot on either side.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable. The fence was up my arse. It was uncomfortable. Yeah. We had a foot in each side and we were trying to look at it and give a general view of the whole thing. Which brings me to the next comment. Another fucking idiot. All right? And I take this one personal because motherfucker put my name on it. You put my name on it, then make sure what I said is quoted properly. So he says that Russell Brand, it irritates me that both of them put RB. Just write his fucking name. You ain't pals, bruv. Just write his name.
Dickhead. If anything, Liam's more of a friend to him than any of them.
Yeah, I've actually met him, bruv. What? Was more interested in... I'm more interested in the fact he was with Katy Perry, but that's not the point. So it says, Russell Brown was 4 years clean sober at the earliest allegation. So Liam, your defence, key word there, my defence, right? If he didn't know what he was doing because he was on multitude of substances, doesn't hold up. Nice try, though. With a space, then an exclamation mark. Again, no space needed. If you're going to come at me, make sure it's grammatically correct. Secondly, you fucking idiot. I didn't defend him. I went back and I listened to make sure that I didn't say that. Because if I did, I would have come and said, I held my hands up. It did. That's not how it was meant to come out. And I'd have said, fair enough. That's not what I was trying to do. But I didn't, you prick. So you can fuck off. I didn't say that. And if you're going to try and take what I said out of context, be ready. Because it's not. I did not say that. End of story.
Yeah.
I did not say that.
I remember we were saying you made the point of him.
Yeah, exactly. Because we were talking about him in general. So you're saying that. So why didn't you bring up that we said he got Shagger of the Year?
Yeah,
it's irrelevant. What we were doing, we were trying to build a story to a potential outcome. That's all we were doing. And then you seem to think that I'm defending him. Bruv, you don't know me. You don't know me. And you ain't going to get to know me, damn it. Then this takes a turn because obviously we mentioned that he was a vegetarian. Well, I thought he was vegan, but he's vegetarian. Then he goes on to compare Russell Brand to Hitler. His comment was, Hitler was a veggie too, didn't make him a nice person. I don't know why that's relevant. I really don't.
In the eyes of some people, he was.
So you're saying that being a vegetarian means there's a possibility you're going to commit a mass genocide. Because if that's the case, I'm fucked because my missus is vegetarian. So I'm a die. You two can take over.
Peace out.
You can get this dumb fuck as well if you want. If you want some of his views, I won't say what I really think because I will get in trouble. And then he goes on to say, I'm sure he's going to announce that he's suing the TV companies and the papers all over the world any time now.
I mean, if it comes out that they were all false allegations, then by all means, do it.
Why would he sue? But my argument would be, why would he sue the TV companies and the papers? Because they're not the ones accusing him. They're just reporting on it.
Yeah,
that's all they're doing.
But then Channel 4 making the documentary on giving light to the allegations then resulted in him getting like.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe just Channel 4 then, because all the other people have done is just YouTube. They've just reported it.
And YouTube.
It would just be about loss of earnings basically over that time. Yeah. If it was to be faced.
Yeah.
But my point, my main point is, if you're gonna aim for the king, don't fucking miss. Okay.
Yeah, me don't and Dave fire just stress. We said if.
If you're trying to take what we said out of context, try better. Please try better because that is a very serious subject. We fuck around a lot. I have made some very questionable jokes on here. I will admit that. I love a royal family. One, I can't help myself. Fair enough. Things like that. We will not joke about because it's serious.
Yes.
Yeah. It can seriously impact someone's life.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking idiot.
The reason why we kind of made Idle Chat in a way is so we could talk about some of the relevant things happening, and some of them do turn out to be quite serious discussions in the past. We try not to do those on our main episode over at the Wayward Podcast.
We try to approach a serious topic with some form of comedy attached to it. I say comedy just because it's all well and good having a serious conversation, but after a while, you kind of just want to have a little laugh. So we kind of try and bring the two together. You don't really want to sit there and have a doom and gloom conversation.
Like having a chat.
I don't want to fucking listen to someone have a doom and gloom conversation.
Yeah. Like if you were to be talking about it with mates or whatever kind of thing, you know, you want to get your mate's perspective on a serious topic. You may talk about the serious topic for a bit, but, you know, you may throw in some kind of like lights of levity kind of thing, because obviously you don't want to bring the other person down.
Well, you don't want to bring the room down. Do you know what I mean? You don't want to bring the room down.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to try this shit, do it to us when we actually make a mistake. Because
we'll comment on it, obviously, because we're doing it right now.
if you've watched any of the previous episodes, and we're talking, we've been kicking around for a little while now. We've been here for a while. I've been begging for this day. I wanted it for so long.
Yes.
And when someone finally took a shot,
they missed.
You missed so fucking... You can hit a barn door with a fucking banana. You can hit a horse's ass with a banjo, mate. You couldn't. You missed.
So I guess
because we didn't do nothing wrong.
So I guess this is now just like a challenge. If you are watching this right now and think that you can take a shot at any of us, go back and listen to our previous content. Yeah, listen to our main episodes as well.
Let's go back and listen to all the episodes. I think it's easier
to take a shot at me than the other two.
Just realize if you go searching. Who wins, really? Who gets all their listens? Who wins?
Don't say that.
Don't say that. No, I'm doing it.
That's my challenge. Go find something.
Go back.
I already know there's a mistake because I saw one when I did the TikTok because I said 1-1 draw because I was heated. 1-1. No, what I said, 1-0 draw because I was heated. I was hot.
Go find mistakes. Course out.
That one don't count because I just said it. So that one don't count.
There's also one person that is not. This doesn't involve because he's always wrong anyway.
Yeah, he can play even sharp and all.
Not even mistakes. If you think that we've said some kind of like out there opinion kind of thing.
Well, it's more the point. If you think we've been disrespectful,
because
we have. But again, it's a serious topic. Don't tell me I've been disrespectful that Princess Diana died because it happened years ago and it doesn't matter. Done. Finished. Can't change it.
Sweet.
Well, that way I thought I had to address it. I have been waiting for this the day after I posted that video because I saw the comments. I've been stewing.
Yeah, I've been stewing. We've thrown down the gauntlet. We have put our balls on the table, and we have said, "Go find something," and we'll make another video like this if you do find something, pussies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, fuck
you. Speaking,
and we'll come
speaking
back.
Speaking of bitch. All right. Has anyone seen all this bullshit from Jada Pinkett Smith?
Well, anyone not even Smith. Everyone's just calling her Jada Pinkett now.
Or Tupac Shakur. Apparently, she's Tupac as well now. Apparently, according to the interweb, she's Tupac. Have you seen the bullshit that's been surrounding this?
You have told me about it.
Yes.
That's where we're getting from.
It's just... That woman. Do you know what? At first,
I was afraid.
I thought that Will Smith was just a bit of a cuck, to be honest. But now I kind of just feel sorry for him. Just turned his life into a laughing stock. Remember when she told him that she'd had an entanglement live on a podcast and stuff.
With his son's friend or something.
Something like that, yeah. I think his daughter was on the podcast as well. The Red Table, I think it's called.
Mm.
And the guy was just in bits and like the whole world laughed at him. The whole world laughed at him. It's just... I feel like she's taken everything from him that makes him him, if that makes sense. He's not... I remember Will Smith, because they've been together a long time, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember Will Smith when they were like first together. He's a different person. I know he's got older, but still, he's a different person. It's not the same. It's not like he's evolved. They've evolved together and she's brought the best out of him and he's the best version of himself, yada, yada, yada. You know, all that bullshit that comes with it. He just seems like he's the shell of a man. And it's all about her. All about. It's always all about her. Always I about how, I love Tupac. I love Tupac. Bruv, stop begging. Why are you begging? We know you were Tupac. We know.
I feel there's little to no reason for why she's making this so public.
There is no reason. It's literally so no reason.
She must be struggling for money or something. Selling stories like this.
I just don't get it.
Pointless stories.
I just don't.
The thing is that she says
Will Smith's taking it as well. Like he's taking it like a champ, to be honest.
Because he's just they've been separated for years.
Apparently, so 7 years, isn't it?
And then at the same time, he's kind of like
does Will Smith know this?
He's exactly. Apparently, he's shocked by this. Apparently, they had no idea.
Well, I was reading today that apparently
the Oscars last year they were still married. Apparently.
Well, he said my wife, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, either he's just not getting the point and she's saying a number of times, Will, we're separated, get out of the house or whatever. Like, either he's just not getting that point or she just dropped that on him now kind of thing. He's just like, well, fuck. I could have just been sleeping with anyone for the last 7 years.
I read something and apparently she said that they would never separate. They'd never divorce. She made a promise to him and that they would always work through something. And then I read something else that was like, yeah, after 10 years of separation, they're going to get divorced. It's like, bruv, which one's the truth?
Yeah.
Are you just telling one journo one thing and then another one something different?
That depends. It depends on who's quoting on what. You never know what credible sources.
It's just the thing that's the problem. You don't know what's what and it's just insane.
A lot of Hollywood like stars, A-list stars of that level kind of thing, obviously, like where in the past, like they could be very closely guarded with their secrets. They still can be to an extent, but it's not in your best interest to be. Like you should be have a presence on social media so that you can interact with fans and stuff. You should be like doing stuff and getting yourself out there kind of thing to people. But at the same time, like issues on your personal life is still kind of like
it's your personal life, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's still like a lot of like people were able to guard that, you know. A lot of people don't see actors, kids and stuff like that until like hardly at all kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. Last time I saw Brad Pitt's kids, they had Angelina Jolie, they're all like small, but obviously now they'll be like fucking teenagers. So
I don't even recall seeing them full stop.
Yeah, there you go. So like when it comes to like the Smiths, obviously Jaden and Willow got like fame. I was going to say fame, but...
Well, they got thrust into the limelight. They got thrust into it, didn't they?
Yeah, and obviously that must have been like what they wanted to do kind of thing, because obviously Willow has gone on to do like things in music on her own accord kind of thing, not just with like help from her family, and Jaden's doing his own thing, whatever he does now.
He has a clothing brand, doesn't he?
He does music too. He also does music too.
Yeah, he's into they have the ability to do what they want and
bad acting
kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, bad acting.
Yeah.
And good. I like Karate Kid. I like Karate Kid. It was called Karate Kid.
Yeah, I didn't like After Earth.
No, that was terrible. No.
Yeah. And Will Smith is still a good actor. I mean, he was great in King Richard. I really enjoyed that. He won the Oscar for. He is a good movie. He's good on it. But I mean, when it comes to Will Smith, I mean everything that is happening in his personal life is crazy. It's amazing that we're even finding out about it. Either she's like saying they're separated and he's just not accepting it, which is a possibility because obviously like, you know, he is the main person earning the money and everything like that. So it's
in her Will Smith.
Yeah, it's in her best interest to be married to him for that reason. But they're
going to release something called Cleopatra.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know. It seems to be like is obviously he's Will Smith. She's Tupac's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's the other thing, that the fact that she's got about Tupac, and now the internet's like memeing her to shit about Tupac.
The thing is, because they recently just brought out this story about they've arrested
someone's been charged with Tupac's murder. Yeah,
Tupac's murder. Yeah. Now she's I'm Tupac's ex. I'm Tupac's ex. Me and Will are not together. Bro. Me and Will are not together anymore.
Yeah.
I am Tupac.
I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel bad. I hope they can like sort it out like privately and like come out and with like some kind of statement and like, you know, just say for now finally we're divorced or we're together.
Whatever. I just hope it's not a publicity stunt.
Sort it out.
Or could big be Bruce.
It could be. Maybe they've been happily married this whole time and it's all just for attention. It could be.
She seems like the type of one that wants attention.
Will Smith still shouldn't have slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, though.
No, he should not have. And she goes, I thought it was a skit. Shut up, bruv. You told him to. We all know you did.
You could see the way she looked at him.
I don't know if she told him to. He laughed at first, then she looked at him, and then he was like, oh, shit, better do something.
Yeah.
But the fact that she has...
Learn how to take a joke, innit?
If that's the case, though, and she has that kind of power over him, then, you know, that's just sad. You know, Will Smith should be able to, like...
Well, I think you look like G.I. Jane, too. What are you going to do? Slap me?
You should be able to piss off your missus, like, safely. You shouldn't have to do
yes.
that. Yeah, you should be worried about not you having to put hands on someone else. You should be worried about catching hands.
Exactly. You shouldn't.
It's a joke. Don't come and comment and cry about it.
Yeah, the joke is you should be allowed to piss off your missus and face the consequences of whatever that might be. You shouldn't have to then go and do something to prove yourself after pissing off your missus.
You shall receive a bonking of some sort with an implement across a body part. Normally for me, it's a photo.
A photo?
A photo?
A photo?
A phone.
There we go. Well, mine started and stopped and then started and stopped and I didn't know if it was me or you. A phone. I get jabbed. You know when the phone's in the hand, just like that.
And what
little
part?
Sharp one.
Huh?
What body part?
Oh, normally like here.
Oh. Okay.
Where there's general like a fleshy area, so it's not gonna hurt. It's more of a
sounds abusive. Blink twice.
Blink twice.
What?
Blink
twice if you've been. What? Blink twice if you need help.
Can you see probably? you know what I mean, though? It's that it depends. If that's not the type of relationship you've got, then it's you, innit?
Yeah. Well, obviously, some people are happy in toxic relationships. It's their relationship, innit? It's just the way it is.
Things will never change.
Do-do-do, do-do-do. Have we got anything else to talk about? Have you got anything else that you're pissed off with?
We'll be here all week. I did see something. How have you heard of, I think it's Dylan, is it Mulhaney? The trans TikTok star that had the Bud Light scandal.
Yeah.
You know, the one where they sent Bud Light to her to celebrate her year transit. I think it's transition. A year, a birthday. I think it was like her birthday from when she transitioned.
Yeah.
So she was voted, I don't know what magazine it was, but it was voted Woman of the Year. And feminists are shitting their knickers over it.
Well, not just that, I imagine.
No, this was specifically about, them. Just them. This article. I will stress it's, what was it? Daily Mail. So, not the great journalism. But I saw it.
Top-notch facts there.
But I saw it, and apparently, like, feminists were fucking kicking up a stink about it, saying she's not a real woman, yada, yada, yada. And I was just like, bruv, will you just shut the fuck up? Just shut up. Just stop fucking moaning. Why has everyone got to moan about everything? Why? Why has everyone just got to moan about everything? You know, she's not a real woman. Why? Why?
Because she was
tell me why.
I guess they're saying because she was born a man.
Yes.
A boy.
Yes. What about if it's the other way around? Do we care? No.
So trans men can win.
So if, for example, Is it? I don't know how to, I don't know what name they go by now.
What?
Is it Elliot Page? Is that right?
Yeah. Elliot Page, yes.
It is Elliot Page, yeah? Because Elliot's a name that you, that is male and female. Elliot Page wins something for, like, Man of the Year or something. Are people going to start pissing and moaning, saying, "Well, a real man"?
Probably, yes, yes, probably.
Yeah, well, those are men with very small penises. Very.
I don't think
men.
I think men don't care.
We well, I mean, that's a general. It is. I know it's a generalization, but in the grand scheme of things, do we really care? No. Is it going to affect my life? No. Does it affect your life? Were you ever going to be nominated to win this thing? No, you're just pissed it was someone else and it weren't you. You're just pissed.
I know. There's a lot of things I've seen about, like, the rights of trans women kind of thing, with regards to, like, bathrooms and in sporting events and stuff. I think there was something recently where they said that trans women would not be allowed to compete in female events at in the Olympics or athletics.
That's a conversation that is very difficult to have, but I can understand both sides. But again, it's hard. It's very hard because
at the same time,
I kind of don't want to get into it because it'll be here till Christmas. It's hard. It's a big conversation.
You can understand the both sides of that argument, but
I can understand the frustration. I can understand that, of course.
You could make something like Trans Olympics. You put all trans men and trans women and have them compete against each other.
But then
that's not very inclusive. You're not
no, because then you're excluded. But then the thing is, you're in a sense you're then excluding the trans athletes from competing in the, and for the purpose of those with no visual, quote marks, proper Olympics.
Hey, but then you've got the Paralympics.
Well, the more the point is, but then you're classing that as a disability.
That makes more sense, exactly, because
with the Paralympics is
they're not going to be able to compete with someone able-bodied.
It's physically. I think it is. I think it is actually physically impossible for a what's the correct term for the sprinters with
paraplegic?
Is it paraplegic?
Yes, I believe so. Yes,
a paraplegic sprinter to compete against Usain Bolt.
They did it. Oscar Pistorius, when he wasn't murdered.
We don't want to talk about Oscar Pistorius. I know.
But he was obviously
the worst person.
I know what you mean.
The facts were he was a fantastic Paralympian. He was a fantastic Paralympian.
Before he did the terrible things, he did compete against able-bodied athletes and came last because they wanted to see if he could.
They smoked him.
And they do that every now and then with women's football teams playing against
15-year-olds.
Exactly. Just to see where the level is, to see if they can.
Obviously, not the level of 15-year-olds.
Yeah, and look, with trans athletes, obviously, there may be an advantage in that respect, but at the same time, like they've got no other way to compete. Like, on one hand, if they were the men, they get smoked, but if they're women, they may be better. But at least, that, in my view, that should just make the women, like, try to get up to their level and be better.
Train harder.
Yeah. I was going to say take steroids.
I mean, they could possibly, they could theoretically make their own Olympics.
They could, but
and make it just as big, if not bigger than the main Olympics.
The problem is,
theoretically, they could.
It would be classed as exclusion. It would be. And you'd get some fucking idiot who would be like, oh, I now identify as a woman. Doesn't do any like transitioning whatsoever. Maybe shaves the beard and grows their hair. But Keith doesn't do. I know, I'm not saying you have to have the surgery and stuff like that, but all I'm saying is, for the purpose of it, is more pretend that they identify as a woman.
True.
Because you can detransition. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? So you could, then there's a risk of that happening.
So if there's an athlete that maybe isn't doing so well in their own,
he sucks in the men's. He's coming last all the time, and he's just shit.
I get you. But what I would say to that is that people are always going to be arseholes.
Yeah,
it was like in the Paralympics, the Spanish basketball team. Remember that story that a lot of them weren't even disabled.
Yeah, yes. They had able-bodied people in wheelchairs, weren't it?
Exactly, and they were then subsequently punished, and the Spanish organization for that were punished as well. So that's why I would just say, just like, look, you can't stop people being arseholes and trying to skirt the system. All you can do is just monitor it as best you can, and then act on it when people do.
Don't get fucked.
Yeah, and act on it when people do try and cheat, basically.
Yeah.
Do you think there should be regulations in place, like for trans athletes to have to prove they've been on a course of beforehand?
Yeah, but to be fair,
because could they have to get medically prescribed to them?
It's more that, but then that's personal. They shouldn't have to explain. The problem is that.
But then you will get people what they've said just be like, I'm doing shit. I'm going to identify as a female.
I know. That's the problem.
The thing is,
that is the problem.
But like, then you get in the doping, though. You have to prove you're not taking drugs.
It's a bit different, though. Not taking drugs
I feel like it's more in the trans women kind of like way, more than it is the trans man way.
It's definitely, it's because a lot of the, especially a lot of the trans female athletes, obviously when the male body goes through puberty, the amount of testosterone and stuff it produces, well, just in general, really. Generally, most, depending on the sport or you're going into, most of the male athletes are probably bigger.
Yeah.
So if it's weightlifting, swimming's a big one at the minute because there's a trans female swimmer. She's a bit of a unit compared to the rest of them. Really tall, wide back. Mm. Literally like Michael Phelps sized, built for swimming. And she is clapping records and just running through. She's just running through all of the swimming. And they're pissed. They're like, I've trained my whole life for this. And they're like, this woman has come in who's, to be fair to them, they're saying this man. They're saying, no, that's a man, not a woman. They're saying this man is coming in and ruining all my hard work, yada, 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 all that stuff. But as I said, it's hard, man. It's hard. It's
something that's going to have to be looked into properly and at the same time with as much care as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they should, if they're going to separate and do a trans Olympics, then they should also do another Olympics for people that want to dope and take performance enhancing drugs.
And then they should do an Olympics for people like us who are not actually athletes. Fuck it.
Call the Fellow
Geese Olympics. Call it the Geese Olympics.
That's called Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I suppose we should finish it there then. Unless you got anything else.
England are qualified for the Euros.
Go watch the David Beckham documentary.
Yeah. Update on our NFL fantasies. Liam is currently beating everyone.
5-1, bitch.
Yeah, I'm currently 3-3. Quite a few of us are 3-3, and there's some 4-2s in there. But yeah, Liam is doing well in the NFL fantasy.
Oof. I can come what next week, Dave. I swear to God, bro. Me and you. Fucking going down, boy.
Yeah, we'll cut some promos on each other and shit.
Next week. Next week. Come prepared. It's game time.
Because
next week is when we record. It will be me and you. So yeah, come prepared.
Well, thank you for listening, guys. You can find all previous Idle Chats and all podcasting platforms. You can also find all our main episodes there as well. Thank you and peace. Thank you. Thank you.